Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the thousands of articles and podcasts updated daily, and please share those on social media. We're dealing with the same censorship that so many other conservatives are dealing with, so when you share those podcasts and articles, it helps us out a great deal. We're excited for the show tonight. We have on the founder and owner of Moms for America, Kimberly Fletcher, is going to be joining us. She's a military wife and the mom of 8 kids. This is the third time we've been lucky enough to have her on, and we are really looking forward to having a conversation with her about what is going on in today's society. But before we get to Kimberly, how are you doing tonight, Rob?
Andrew, I'm doing great tonight. I hope all the mothers had a fantastic Mother's Day this past Sunday. Anyone who's Indeed. Able to be a mother, you are blessed. And you should count your blessings. Like you said, Kimberly is a mother of 8. She's been blessed 8 times. Considering what's happening in our society today with people unable to identify what a woman is, unable to identify, guess what, a mother is, it's really sad that our culture has come down to this. My mom is still with me, and I wished her a happy Mother's Day. And then, Andrew, I'm sure you did the same with your mom. But for some reason, our society has made this huge shift that we're trying to include so many different people in this definition of a woman and what a mother is. And Andrew, I'm sure you saw last week the kerfuffle over abortion. Someone leaked one of the memos that Samuel Alito was working on, his thoughts, an early draft of his position on abortion. And like clockwork, the left went insane. Now, as you said, Andrew, in one of our shows, this was by design, because how in the heck were these people able to pop up at the courthouse, Supreme Court, with professionally made signs ready to antagonize and to intimidate 9 justices? How was that? How did that happen? It just didn't happen by osmosis. Someone directed them. Someone told them. Now, we both have our suspicion. We're both looking at Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now, I don't know if she deliberated with the justices or not, or had an idea as to what was going on. But right now, I'm going to say all signs point to her and her clerk. And needless to say, whoever did it, they're going to be celebrated once the name is released. So I don't even know if we need to know who did it. But this is where we are in our society. And then you have the regular liberal head talking points coming out saying, oh, this is just the beginning. They'll start there, then they'll take away the right to for gay marriage. And then they'll take away the rights for this and the rights for that. People who are interracial couples, they'll take those rights away. I mean, they're touching all of their bases to signal these people to come out and protest because they're coming after you. It has nothing to do with it. What it has to do with is that the court has decided that the people should make this decision. We're going to send it, if that is the decision that's going to be made, because again, it's only in draft, but the courts have decided we're going to send this back to the people, to the states, so that the states can make the decision and not the courts. But whenever the left can't have their way, they want to take it to the courts. These are the most deceptive, evil people known to man. And they don't see it, apparently. And if they do see it, they don't care, because it is their way or the highway. Look at our schools. Look at what's happening in our schools. Governor DeSantis had to make a stand against Disney because Disney decided to wade into the waters of politics. What for? Well, they want the decision that they want. They want to be able to teach our kids about homosexual sex. Let's just be honest. Let's not try to sugarcoat it. Let's just be frank and speak the truth. New Jersey, the same thing. Why do you want to teach a kid who's in pre-K or kindergarten about gay sex? Well, this is part of our lifestyle. No, it is not. What you do behind your bedroom walls is between you and the other consenting adults. Why are we including this for our children? Well, because our children are going to ask us when I come to school, who is that? What is that picture doing on your desk? Remove the picture. When I was in corporate America, they said no more family pictures on anyone's desk. We want a clean desk policy. Why can't we have that in our schools? This is by design. They want to push this on our kids. And conservatives must stand up. We've been asleep too long, looking the other way, chasing the big mighty dollar, as opposed to looking at these careers that will affect our children. We need to get back into the schools and make certain what's being taught is what we understand is part of our virtues. And if it isn't, as Kimberly Fletcher told us once when she came on our show, take your kids out of the school, form groups at home. You do the teaching. It can be done. It might not be easy, but it's a whole lot better than having your kid sit up in a school learning about abortions, gay sex, the gay lifestyle from teachers who want to push this. They have no other design but to indoctrinate our kids in their lifestyle. Years ago, 30-something years ago, this was a fight in Florida. And I remember the woman who was fighting this. She used to do the orange juice commercials, Florida orange juice. And she was on the forefront and people criticized her. And she said, this is coming. Now here we are, 2022, and it's before us. It is staring us in the face. They are pushing it down our throats. And if you dare say anything, they will silence you. They will shut you down. It's time to wake up, America. It is time to wake up and take our country back. Kimberly, how are you tonight? Thank you for coming on.
I am great. It's a very challenging time in which we live, but I got to tell you, I'm actually more hopeful than I have been in a really long time, because the uglier things get, the more people wake up and say, this is not okay.
And they've got to wake up. I think that during the 2 years of the shutdown, many parents start to listen, look, learn, and what they saw, they did not like it. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I've been saying for the last 18 years, the moment that moms realize what's going on behind closed doors in their children's classroom, there's going to be a national revolt. And that's exactly what's going on. I mean, they did us a big favor by saying, don't look at the computer when your children are in school. Don't talk to your parents about what you're learning. And now we know. And our goal at Moms for America is to get the information out even further and wider, so even more moms know what's going on. Because believe it or not, there are still moms out there who think everything's fine. It's not that bad. And we want them to know, no, it really is. And those moms who do know are on the front lines, going to school boards, they're running for school board. And I got to tell you, Rob, there's something really crazy going on right now, because all those moms in those 17 states where we got, good, solid people on the school board who will have put the students first and have a community minded focus on accountability, they're now under attack. And I just got a letter this morning from one of our school board members in Ohio, who said that she has now been banned from going into the school because she went in and was asking questions. So the school board members are now told they can't go into the school district. So they're running scared. They have realized that they've had a monopoly on our children in the schools and the classrooms, and they are pushing back as hard as they can to make sure they maintain control of that system.
When we had our last conversation with you and you were saying that parents should get involved, I got involved in our local PTA, which has as much power, I think, in some cases, like the school boards here in New York City, so that I could keep a pulse on the things that were coming in to our schools. And I remember my 8-year-old, when he was all of 6, he told me once, he came home and he said, "Papa, can little boys be princesses?" I'm like, "What?" He said, "Can little boys be princesses?" I'm like, before I knew it, I'm like, "No, the hell they can't." But he was being told that at his school. And I'm like, why is it our schools talk about STEM and want our kids to learn about math and science and technology? But when they talk about it, they're easing in this alternative lifestyle about being gay, about you don't know what sexuality you are. And they're making it seem as if though it's commonplace, and it's not. And as you said, if you stand up and say something about it, they will ostracize you. They will look at you as if though you're the guilty person and that you don't have a right to tell your child this is not right. Have you found that to be so?
We have. In fact, they've gone to a whole nother level of insidiousness, because they're working very hard to separate the children from the parents. And so they're bullying the children. And it's kind of like the Stockholm syndrome. You know, you're like, do what we say, or we're going to make your life miserable. Your parents are the problem. Just tell them to stop. You know, so now the children are going, Mom, just stop. You're causing too much trouble at school. And so they're purposely making our children suffer because of the positions that we're taking. Even when our children agree with us, they're working to make their lives miserable so they will start disagreeing with us. So it's they're going to a whole new level now, and they're really ticking off the moms.
Ticking off the moms, there's a reason why a lot of moms are getting involved. I've seen the video clips in Virginia, of some of even the dads at school board meetings, and they're standing up and they're pushing back and they're saying, we don't want this kind of stuff taught in our schools. But then when you have these corporations, these woke corporations like Disney, that are trying to push this in our schools here in America, and they're concerned, or so they say, that we're concerned that we want to make sure that everyone is treated fairly. But when you look at it, you say, but in China, you're not concerned with it. Why aren't you concerned about the same stuff being taught in China? Because they know that they will get shut down and kicked out. But with America's school systems, they're weak. They're going to just roll over. But now the mama bear and papa bear, they've been poked, and they're ready to stand up, and they are ready to fight, which is the way it has to be. We cannot kowtow to these individuals anymore, because now we see that they are determined to push this radical agenda. When you have teachers on video, TikTok, saying that, well, my kids know that I'm non-binary and that I don't go by he or she, they just say it. I'm like, what the heck? Why are you trying to confuse children at this very young age? But they don't care, because it's all about them. And what segment of the population do they make up? What fraction? 1%, if that. But in their minds, they're going to convert us all with their way of thinking. And when you have our politicians, the other day, Joe Biden came out and say, this is Transgender Day. We're going to celebrate this day. I'm like, well, I know that he suffers from senility or dementia. Let's just be honest. Let's just put that out there. But to come out and to say that, as if though to disregard everyone else. No, how do you think the children that don't ascribe to that, how do you think they feel? And as you said, Kimberly, the kids will say, oh, don't say anything because you're going to make it hard on us, which is what they want to do. They want to brainwash our children. Kimberly, what do you say?
I say that this is a historic way to take over a culture or a country. And if you look back at all of the dictators, Mao Zedong, Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, they all did this. This is exactly what they did. They went after the children. And I think it's kind of crazy when you go back and you read the history, especially of Mao. So, you know, people, Hitler, they keep throwing the whole Hitler word out there, but they're actually the ones that are doing what Hitler did. So I'm just like, okay, just forget Hitler. Let's just talk about Mao. Okay. Mao Zedong went to the youth of the country, and he convinced them that his way was the right way. He put this little red book together. He put it out everywhere. He closed the schools. He closed the schools so that all they had was him. He sends out the red book, and they form the Red Guard. The Red Guard was not a bunch of adults. They were stormtrooper kids from high school and college. That's what the Red Guard was. And then the Red Guard went through the country, intimidating, bullying everybody old, the people who had risen up against communism in the beginning. They were then shunned because they said, you aren't communist enough. You aren't committed enough to this belief system. And they put signs on them and put them through the streets, whacking them with sticks. They tore down monuments. They burned books. The wife of Mao, her whole entire role was to destroy everything Western and to keep them from any Western ideals. That this went on for years until the kids, you know, started to get older and become they became so aggressive that then Mao had came in and said, oh, we have to keep the peace. We have to make sure that we have law restored. And so we killed everybody. it's like wiping people out in mass numbers. And I'm like, you guys, you think that you are going to be the ones who are absent. You're going to be an exception. You know, you're not going to be one of the ones that's dealing with this. You are. The first people that a dictator goes after are the people that got them where they are. First person to go, first group of people to go. So right now they're using the kids. They're using the movements like Antifa and BLM. They're using them for one main objective. And it's a very simple. It may look complicated when they're coming after life. They're coming after liberty. They're coming after the confusing our kids with these gender ideologies. They have one goal in mind, and that is to destroy the Republic. Shred the Constitution, destroy the Republic. That is the only goal that they have. And everything that you see them doing, that's why they're doing it. They want our children because they want the future. That is what this is about. So it's not as complicated as left, right, Democrat, Republican, throw all that out the window. This is as clear as you are for freedom or you are not for freedom. That's what this comes down to.
Yeah, there's clearly a war for our children's minds. You're listening to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 on the West Coast. You can find us on the America Out Loud iHeartRadio channel or go to AmericaOutLoud.com and click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew with special guest Moms for America, Kimberly Fletcher.
Go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
Surely, if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both on the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfolger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
We're here back on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, and we've got on Kimberly Fletcher from Moms for America, the founder and owner. You can head on over to momsforamerica.us and check out the website. We highly recommend you do so. We've got a lot to talk about this half with Kimberly, but the first thing I want to discuss with her is Joe Biden's recent remarks that students are teachers' children. We do not co-parent with the government, said a Moms for America representative on Fox News. What are your thoughts on Joe Biden and his administration and their pushing this on children? So many things. These teachers are the parents for these kids is what they want people to think.
I have to say, the more that they talk and the more that they do these things, the more irrelevant they become. The Constitution protects our God-given, inherent, divine rights as individuals, as parents of these children. They are our children. And all of these institutions and organizations from church, school, every community organization, they are there to support us as parents, not replace us, restrict us, or regulate us. This has been a moniker, if you will, that's been going around for about the last 5 years. It started 5 years ago. And I when the conservative media mocks something, I say, stop mocking it listen to it, because this is where we're going. This is what they're going to do, and this is where they're taking us. So it first started with a I don't know if you remember this, I can't remember her name, but she was a reporter who did a video, and she thought it was perfectly fine to come out and say, they're not your kids. They belong to the community. We have to get past this idea that these children belong to you. This is a community effort. And parents were like, what are you talking about? And all of the media, the conservative media, was like, can you believe this? And they had it all over the place. Well, there was so much pushback that she pulled the video down. And I'm like, okay, you guys need to stop mocking. You need to stop attacking. You need to just step back and go, okay, this is where they're going. What are we going to do to counter it? Because we are always on defense. They say these things, and we just roll our eyes because we're like, that's absurd and ridiculous. Who would think that? And yet now what do we have? A sitting president of the United States, not duly elected, who is saying, this is the fact. They're not your kids. The teachers are the ones who have responsibility for your kids. The community is who is supposed to make sure that the children are well adjusted, protected, and cared for, protected from parents who are overbearing and not going in the right direction. So 5 years ago, they said, this is where we're going. 5 years later, here we are. So when they say something, a perfect example that this is off topic, but it's just an example. Hillary Clinton, prior to the 2020 election, for 6 months was repeatedly saying, no matter what happens, Joe Biden, do not relinquish. Do not concede. She said it over and over again. And everybody was like, what is she talking about? Why would she say? And I'm like, listen to what she says. Listen to what she says. Stop marginalizing her. Stop making fun of her. Stop saying how ridiculous it is. She's telling you what she's going to do. She's telling you what's going to happen. When they have the media, they have education system, they have Hollywood, they have every aspect of our society. It's like flipping a switch. And Rob, you brought up another perfect example. And that was, you know, all these signs and these crazy feminist women suddenly showing up at the Capitol building right after this is released. The same thing happened on January 6th. I was there on January 6th. I saw what happened, and we're all scratching our heads as the media is all saying the same things. They had the same adjectives. They had the same talking points. They were all saying exactly the same thing within minutes of something going wrong. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is orchestrated. So I read a book several years ago, and it was called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And I would encourage every one of your listeners to go get this. It's only like 129 pages, but it's a very powerful book. And it's a guy back in the early 70s who decided he was so fed up with people talking about the communist takeover. The communists are coming. The communists are coming. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is enough. I'm going to go on a research, do a research paper for college that proves that you people crazy. So after an exhaustive search, research, detailed work for 6 months, he ended up proving the kooks right. And he wrote this book because of it. And at the beginning of the book, he says, the goal of every conspiracy, the main objective of every conspiracy is to convince everyone there is no conspiracy. So they'll make you sound crazy. They'll call you racist, homophobe, whatever it is. You need to be locked up. You're doing this horrible thing, that horrible thing. They will marginalize you because they have to prove to everyone else, this person's just a kook. There is no conspiracy. Well, there is a conspiracy. And it's not a theory. It's conspiracy fact. They are after the hearts and minds of our children, and their goal is to destroy the republic.
Spot on. And what you both said about them telling us that our children belongs to them, and the reporter who said it, and like you said, the right, they were laughing about it. No, we've got to take this seriously because they're serious about it. When they say your kids don't belong to you, look at what they're doing. And I've spoken about this so many times. When Joe took office and he said that he wanted to make certain that there was universal education for kids as early as 3. A lot of parents jumped on it. They said, hurrah, I won't have to pay a sitter to take care of my kids. I said, be careful what you're asking for, because the intent is to get your little precious gems in school at an early age so that they can start the indoctrination, because they know that our kids are like sponges. They will soak up anything. And if they're able to convince them at that young age that there is no male, there is no female, and you're just an it, and you can decide later on. I saw a video one day of a teacher giving instructions in a class. I think it was the kids were 6 and 7. And he said, well, some of the kids wanted to know, who am I? What am I? And I said, well, when I was born, the doctors looked at me and they said that I was a little boy, but they made a mistake. No, he said, they said I was a little girl, but they made a mistake. I'm actually a boy. This was said in a classroom with students, impressionable minds. So they're starting earlier on. We have to be aware of what's going on in our schools. We can't look the other way. As you said, Kimberly, they were telling the kids, well, parents, you look the other way. Don't disturb the kids during our instructional hours. No, I want to be there. I want to know what you're instructing my child on. Because I'm telling you, it's not the values that you carry and cherish so dearly. It's something completely different. And then they will try to marginalize you and make it seem as if though you're the problem. You're the problem. Little Johnny can't do well in school. Little Johnny needs to see a psychiatrist. And then you're thinking, oh, okay, let me send little Johnny to the psychiatrist or to a psychologist to work with him or the social worker. Well, that social worker more than likely is leaning left to continue the indoctrination. Our society is inundated with these kooks. We have to be careful when we're sending our kids out, Andrew.
It's true. And this has gotten so crazy. In the state of Oregon, they've recently made a law that grades K through 12, they need to have feminine products in the boys' bathrooms. I mean, what is going on in our society where things like this are being normalized and being pushed on children? When I was in grade school, I didn't know what a tampon was and I didn't care what a tampon was. And now to hear that they're going to be showing up in boys' bathrooms, it's just bizarre and sickening.
And why would they put it in boys' bathrooms? Because little boys can have periods also. No, they can't. Little boys can have babies, or men can have babies. No, they can't. They have an emoji saying that a man can have a baby. And what's interesting is that now this whole abortion fiasco, men should shut up. But I thought you said men could have babies. Look at the contradiction there. Elizabeth Warren, she's going crazy with her hair on fire. These people are walking, talking disasters, and they want to push it on our families. They don't like the families. And something that you said, Kimberly, is so spot on, is that they're using our children as the foot soldiers. Because if they can control our children at this young age, by the time they're young adults, bam, look at what has happened. Look at what's happening now with these individuals that are outside marching. They don't know what they're marching about. They just hear talking points. Because if you want to stop and ask them, think about it. They're telling you to follow the science. How is it that they're saying follow the science, but then they're telling you that men can have babies? How is it that they're telling you they're for women's rights, but yet and still they're putting men who decided to wake up and wear a dress and say that that's the real woman? Why is it that they're giving these men these jobs over women? They wouldn't be able to explain it. They would go, duh. But yet and still, they have indoctrinated their minds to a degree to make them think that they're being oppressed. And they're not. They have become indoctrinated with all this false doctrine that the Bible has warned us about. We need to go back to the Bible. Look at the Bible. They took the Bible out of schools. They took Jesus out of schools. And now look at what's happening. You can celebrate every holiday except Christian holidays. Why is that? And our kids, they're thinking, oh, I'm just going to go along. That's just the way it is. But that is not the way it is. That is not the way it should be, Kimberly. So, Kimberly, we're coming up on the time. What would you advise mothers and families to do? Because the family institution is being attacked at all points. What advice would you give them?
Well, we need to be aware that confusion, fear, and intimidation are the tools that they're using to destroy the family, to destroy freedom. And we need to be aware of that. This is a conspiracy fact. The other thing is that there's three things that we can do. First, I would advise every single parent out there to start reading books to their children that will help them realize the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, and crazy and not. Perfect book is a simple children's picture book from Hans Christian Andersen, The Emperor's New Clothes. Read The Emperor's New Clothes to your children. Read it every day. Have discussions about things. Start young. They if you can plant those seeds when they're young, then they will recognize things that don't fit with what truth is as they get older. If they're already in middle school, high school, read it to them anyway. Have a discussion. You would be amazed at how a simple book like that, even as we have moms sit around and say, read this book, because a lot of moms haven't read the book. Read this picture book. Sit down and talk about how does that fit with what's going on in our society and culture today. You'd be amazed at the conversations you can have. Second thing, do not believe what they are telling you. When they tell you that you don't have a right to go into the school or to ask questions, that is a lie. Go into the school, sign up in the office, and they're using the whole COVID thing. We have to be safe from COVID, blah, blah, blah. Poppycock. You don't even have to have children in the schools to go in and monitor the classroom and look through the books in the library. That is your right. They work for you. And the more of us who stand up and say that, the more we're going to get in. Be respectful. Always be the light in the darkness. You cannot fight darkness with darkness. You have to turn on the light. So be that positive person. Form relationships with your school board members and those elected officials in your community, so that they're you have a relationship where they're listening to you and you're being more positive instead of constantly attacking. That is very important. And know who represents you. And then the third thing, if you are not going to take your children out of school, And look for alternatives. And there are several that we have listed on our website. If you are not going to pull them out of this indoctrination camp, then empower your children to be able to stand against it. Tell them every day when they be at the crossroads, when they come home, how was your day? Was there anything that made you feel uncomfortable or that you thought just didn't set right? Was there, how did you get along with the kids today? What did your teacher talk about? Be there, be as much of an influence in their lives as the outside forces are. And tell them, if something makes you feel uncomfortable or doesn't feel right, come and tell us. If something's happening in the classroom and it just doesn't set right, turn on your cell phone. If it isn't documented, it didn't happen. So empower our kids. If they're going to use our kids for foot soldiers, then let's turn it around on them and help empower our kids to be the media, the support, the foot soldiers for freedom. And those three things will have a huge impact in countering their attacks on our kids, our freedoms, and our families.
Kimberly, there's a lot going on over at momsforamerica.us. I implore all of our mom listeners to go check it out and see what's happening. But what advice would you give to parents who maybe feel a little overwhelmed with what they're seeing and don't know how to get involved? Perhaps heading to momsforamerica.us would be a good first start to mobilize with over 100,000 other moms. What would you say to those parents who feel overwhelmed by what they're seeing and not sure how they can make a difference?
Get united. The biggest reason why you feel overwhelmed is because you feel like you're alone. You are not. And there are other parents in your community who feel exactly the way you are. And the last thing that those who are trying to destroy our country want is for us to be informed and united. So get united. The second thing, whether or not you are a mom, a single woman, a father, a parent, pastor, whoever you are, you will benefit from the Cottage Meeting Project. It is our signature program. You will learn the true story of America, what your rights are, where they come from, and how to effectively exercise them. And that is very empowering. Instead of going in angry and feeling helpless and hopeless, you are going to go in empowered and articulate. You know your rights, and you know that those people there are not ruling over you. They work for you. They are public servants, not elected officials. They are public servants, servant leaders. And if we understand that, then it's like life-changing is what we hear most from all the moms that go through the Cottage Meeting. My life has changed. I now know what my rights are, and I'm going to exercise them in a positive, proactive way. So those are the two big things. Unite with other people in your community and participate in the cottage meeting project. You can do it online, or you can hold a cottage meeting in your home, invite your friends and family in, and your neighbors and people within your sphere of influence. And even if you don't know them, invite them to come to a cottage meeting, have these discussion groups, and then you will form that community, and you will have be a powerful force within your community to fight back against all those fiery darts that are coming your way.
Thank you so much, Kimberly Fletcher of momsforamerica.us, for joining us tonight. We appreciate her joining us and giving us her time as always. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or download the America Out Loud app for free to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
If you're like me, you'd like life to return to some kind of normal. You're burned out on the precautions, but deep down, you still want to avoid getting sick. You've heard it talked about time and again by respected medical professionals. Use a povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray. Made in the USA, Cofix RX reduces viral loads and minimizes the risk of you getting sick. Find a retailer near you or click our banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Well, Andrew, I don't know about you, but I feel hopeful now after having Kimberly on Moms of America to say that there is hope, and that the more the left push this radical, crazy agenda, the more people are mobilizing and standing up and saying, wait a minute, this can't happen. And we saw that to be the case in Virginia. When those parents stormed the school board and said, what are you teaching our kids? And the school board tried to hide it. They tried to hide the fact that a boy went inside of a female bathroom and raped a student. They tried to hide it. They told the parents, no, we know nothing about it, all the while knowing that it was under investigation, all the while knowing they had transferred the students to another innocent school for this to happen again. Now, it would be one thing, Andrew, if we had parents, a couple of parents that were in favor of all this radical agenda, because you got a lot of wackadoodle parents that are out there that have been indoctrinated, a lot of liberal parents. They're the most dangerous parents out there. I'm going to say it. They're extremely dangerous, and you have to be careful. I'm not saying don't be their friends, but you have to be careful because they don't share your values. But when you have the school board that's pushing this radical agenda, and they try to keep it from parents, they don't care. And as I said during the show, is that what has happened is that these radicals have decided to enter into the school system and to push their agenda. While conservatives look the other way, they were chasing the dollar. Oh, those careers are not going to benefit us any. We need more money. And now these individuals are embedded in our school system. You have the head of the teachers union, Randy Weingartner, to come out the other day and say that homeschooling, teaching the kids at home, shutting down the school, not homeschooling, but shutting down the schools during COVID, has really jeopardized our children's education, and our children will suffer. And we will see that in the next generation, the next decade, rather. But initially she was pushing it. No, keep the schools closed because the teachers, they could get the virus. And you have all these teachers running around thinking, oh, the kids, they're going to make me sick. No, you're going to get sick regardless. You're going to get sick because of what you're doing at home, probably. But the kids are not going to get you sick. And if the kids do have the virus, they will come back. They will, I mean, it doesn't affect them the way it affected a lot of people. But the fear was placed into our educators. Shut the schools down. And why? Well, they shut it down while they were able to put together this radical agenda that they had already started. And now I'm hearing, Andrew, that a lot of the money that was sent out to the kid, to the school system, the school bodies, to protect the schools from COVID, to build these partitions and whatnot, that that money is actually being used for CRT, sex education. Who knew that sex education would include pornography, would include questioning your child's gender? And they're pushing this and they're running it. I look at Jersey. I'm surprised at Jersey. The governor of Jersey is okay with this. And if it's okay, as they say it is, why are they trying to hide it from the parents? Why are they trying to hide what they're doing? To teach our kids that you're not a boy, you're not a girl. Who would want that? And if you are heterosexual, I'm just going to say it. Do you have marbles for brains? You would think you would come out and say, wait a minute, there's nothing wrong with being heterosexual. If you're saying that there's nothing wrong with being homosexual, why are you telling me that there's something wrong with being a heterosexual? We got to start pushing back. And then these companies that are on board, Disney, if it fails, I don't care. Now someone said, yeah, but the people will be without jobs. Yeah, but a lot of the people there with jobs, they're radicals. There's no way that Disney should have been getting all those tax breaks. And SeaWorld wasn't getting it. Epcot Center wasn't getting it. Why Disney? Now you got a lot of folks on the left and the right, and you're trying to justify it. Well, this is not right. You're taking this personal. DeSantis, he's going after a company. That's not right. Well, the company was going after our children. Who's going to stand up for our children? Because we know the school system is that the government wants to destroy the children. When I think about it, I'm like, you have people, heterosexuals, that are standing there and allowing these other individuals to tell them there's something wrong with you. It's our way. Your way is gone. It's over with. We don't want you here. We're going to abort all the babies so that there can be no babies. And it'll be in vitro fertilization. We'll just be taking eggs from moms and sperm from the dad, and we'll put it together in a tube and we'll just put it inside of someone. This old way of having kids is over with. We don't need that. We don't want to be fruitful and multiply, as the Bible says. We don't want any of that. Because the children coming out of that, they're all screwed up. They're heterosexuals and we don't like them. Do not doubt me when I say this. There is a war on heterosexuals. They don't like you. They hate you. They want to destroy you. Do not doubt me. And you have individuals proclaiming to be heterosexuals that are thinking the same thing. These designer families with 12 moms, 12 dads, moms with beards, moms that are saying that they're men, but they're having babies. It is a freak in society. Let's just be honest. A man can't have a baby. Why are they teaching our kids that? And not teaching them about our founding fathers. The founding fathers had mistakes. They weren't perfect. But a lot of the icons, like Harvey Milk, that the left want to celebrate from San Francisco, the mayor, first gay mayor, they want to celebrate him. He had issues. He lived a loose and wild life. But we want to cherish them. No, the hell we don't. And it's time to push back and force this nonsense back up under the ground and destroy it forever. The only country that's doing this, do you think China is doing it? China is laughing at us. Oh, they don't know if they're male or females. Meanwhile, China's telling their men, get into the military, get into the gym. We're tired of these little sissy men. That's what China is saying. But here in America, oh, be soft. Join the military. Oh, you can wear a different color nail polish. Andrew, this has got to stop. to each his own, we can live in the same society, but to try to denigrate and destroy one group to raise up another because you feel that you've been oppressed because of what the media is saying, it's wrong. The other day, we found out that the new press secretary, Jean-Karine Batiste, she's going to be the new press secretary taking over for the redhead, Jen Psaki.
She reminds me, when Psaki first took over, I couldn't pronounce her name. Now I have to learn how to pronounce this new woman's name.
Yeah, well, she's a radical. She's a radical. From day one, when I saw her, I thought, oh, she's a radical, another radical. And she apparently is dating Suzanne Marbeau of CNN, one of their correspondents. So what does that mean? Well, it means that more favorability going to Biden. You have, what's her name, going on Jen Psaki, who's going to be on MSNBC, the DNN national network. And then you have Simone Sanders. She's on there also, to continue pushing this radical agenda. Now, some will say, yeah, but look at Fox News. They're getting people from the White House on their show. Yeah, they do. Kellyanne McEnany, she's on there. But the time it took for him to leave the White House to go on there was about, I think, all of 2 years. Whereas these individuals who are working closely with the White House to this day are jumping over to push the radical agenda of Joe Biden. And the way they try to cover for him, whenever the guy goes out, Andrew, he's not at himself. I saw he and Jill the other day, he was at a press conference, a little make-believe makeshift press conference, because he's so isolated and it's under a control environment. And she's telling him, oh, there's Naomi. He's going, who's Naomi? Your granddaughter. She's right over there. Oh, yeah. Oh, there she is. And she goes, oh, and her fiance. Oh, is he there? Oh, I can't see him. And then he says, in honor of teacher appreciation day, oh, yeah, well, you know, I love teachers. I sleep with one every night. Like, what? Did you see that? He goes, I sleep with one every night.
I didn't see that, but I could totally see it. He is just lost. He doesn't know what is going on. He's just saying whatever his handlers are telling him to say, it seems like. And I thought it was awfully ironic, I guess you could say, that the other day he was saying that the MAGA movement is the most extreme movement of his lifetime, which is funny because we've said that same thing about this progressive Democrat movement. It seems like once again, the Democrats are projecting what is wrong with them onto Republicans, just like they always do. We see it time and time again. If they've got their hands in the cookie jar, if they're being mischievous, they'll just turn around and deflect and blame Republicans for things that they're off the rails. It's like they try and make us seem like the crazy ones when it's clear they're the ones with the radical ideas.
Well, you're right. And like you said, he's saying that MAGA, that they're the worst infringed group that he's ever known. But in the same breath, he comes out and he praises segregationists and how he used to have lunch with them. Run the tape.
We always used to fight like hell. And even back in the old days when we had real segregationists like Eastland and Thurman and all those guys. But at least we end up eating lunch together. Things have changed. We got to bring it back.
There you have it. Him praising segregationists and that we need those days to come back. But yet and still, they're telling Black people that MAGA, they're against you. They want to destroy you. They want to put y'all back in chains. This is all part of the radical indoctrination. And as Kimberly said, they will try to marginalize you to make you think that you're in the wrong, when in actuality, they are in the wrong. And people are slowly waking up. The media won't tell you, but they're waking up. They are waking up. They're listening. They're watching. And they're saying, wait a minute, this is not my country. This is not who I am. And of all people, Black people, brown people, extremely conservative when it comes to family values. We like that institution. You think back to slavery when that institution was taken apart, was destroyed because of Democrats wanting to sell Blacks, wanted to keep the families apart. You think of the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s when they had the social programs that destroy the family institution, the Black family. And we were trying to put it together. But now they're after that family because they don't want them to be together. And they're pushing this indoctrination. That is a reason why you see so many gay men on TV and gay women, because they know in the Black community, that's a no-no. And in the Hispanic community. Now, it's not to say it doesn't exist. And that's not to say that if you have a child or who's gay or lesbian or whatever, that you don't love them. But when you look in the Black community and in the Hispanic community, it's like, no, don't tell my kid that's who they are at that young age. We're pushing back, but they don't want you to know about it. They want you to think that it's acceptable because they don't like the machoism of the Black man or the Hispanic man. So they want to destroy it. They want to tear it apart. And that's the reason why on CNN, you have these weak men like Don Lemon representing seemingly the Black population. The same thing on MSNBC. We got to push back. We got to push back hard because these individuals are pushing this alternative lifestyle, this evilness. And they want you to think that it's normal and it's acceptable. Just like with abortions, when we're talking about it. A large percentage of Black babies being killed. But they're okay with it. There'll be no kids in school after a while. And if they are, like I said, they're designer kids. I want my kid to look this way or be this way. Oh, well, I don't know if my child is a boy or a girl. We haven't asked them yet. They haven't decided. Andrew, this is what they want. And then in California, they're going to hide it from the parents. Don't tell your parents we're teaching you this. And then I even heard that at school, sometimes some of the teachers will identify the child as one way. Well, we're going to call you Billy. But when you go home, don't tell your parents. Oh, okay. Billy. And then a parent found out that's what was happening and the child committed suicide. Confused.
Horrible.
Absolutely. And don't bother taking your kid to a psychologist or a psychiatrist that the school has recommended. Because more than likely, that is a woke individual who's going to push this indoctrination. You have to be extremely careful. That's the reason why they don't like the churches. Look at all the protests they had this past Sunday on Mother's Day. We're going to go and we're going to protest against the Catholic Church because they don't like abortion. Well, you also need to look at the Black churches because they're not pushing abortion either. Well, the ones that aren't these big box churches, that the ones that are trying to be woke. But those simple Black churches, they're against all of this foolishness. And I think that there are many other Hispanic churches and white churches. We're under attack, Andrew. We are under attack by these radicals. And as Kimberly said, there is hope. There is hope. They want to beat us down. They want to destroy us. They want us to think that there is no hope, but there is hope. And at times it doesn't seem as though there isn't any hope, Andrew. It seems as though everything is dark, but we have to keep pushing. We have to keep fighting because there's hope. And just one other little tidbit I noticed the other day that, and I always said this, keep your finger on the pulse of Elon Musk, who just recently, you know, he's trying to buy Twitter, but they're trying to do all they can to, keep that from happening. But he's now saying that his company is going to fly women out to other states to have abortion. Now, you know, there's just something wrong with that. Think about it. You want people talk about women health care and how they get the poorest health care. But when it comes to abortion, everyone is on target. Oh, let's fly you out here to have an abortion. Abortion is supposed to be really sacred. No one talks about it. Now, oh, I had an abortion, and which is what they want. They want people to get used to talking about it. So that if you get used to it, you're like, oh, I'll have an abortion. You come to work. Oh, I'm pregnant, but I got an appointment at 2 o'clock to have an abortion. Andrew, what kind of sense does that make?
It doesn't.
Not at all. Maybe the left, they'll like him again now that he's saying that he's going to fly people out to have abortions. To me, that's an interstate crime because you're going from one state to another to commit a crime. Now, think about this also.
What an evil idea to even come up with. I mean, good Lord.
It is. It is a very evil idea. But think about this, Andrew. So they say that it's not a baby. It's not a human. But if you were to kill a mom, and I'm not saying you should, the first thing they'll say is, oh, double murder. You killed the mom and the baby. But I thought you said that it wasn't a baby. No one is stopping to think about this. When you go in for an abortion, you say that it's just a thing. It's not a baby. My right, my body. But if you decide that you're going to have the baby, and if you're murdered, the first thing they'll say is double homicide. Well, because the mom was pregnant. Oh, no, I thought you said that it was just a thing. Look at the stupidity of it all. Abortion on demand, indoctrination of our kids at an early age. People need to wake up and realize what's happening around them. Because Andrew, it's not pretty, it's dangerous, and if we want to save our country, save our nation, we better wake up, and soon.
Yeah, well said. And I think that story you said about Elon Musk is the perfect example why he is not the answer to our problems. He might be better than Jack Dorsey, who or whatever was in control of Twitter before, but the guy still has a lot of faults, and I do not trust him whatsoever. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you download your podcast. Please like and subscribe. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.